Good afternoon. Thanks, Emma. My name is Udo Birkner. I'm the Chief Risk Officer, Chief Financial Officer of Hypo-Noe, Hypo-Niederösterreich, Landesbank für Niederösterreich und Wien AG. A very warm welcome from St. Pölten, the capital of Lower Austria. I'm happy to deliver today's presentation on our total performance of 2021. We are in an earnings call. Today, I think it is much more than an earnings call. It will be an assessment on a regional bank in Lower Austria, given the fact that we see huge and very terrific developments in Europe these days. In the beginning, at the beginning of our call, I would hence like to turn to the conflict in Ukraine. I would like to express our sincere and honest feelings with all the people suffering from the war in Ukraine. We have a strong and very vivid community of Ukrainians in Austria. We see people coming from Ukraine to Austria these days. At the beginning, as I said, our feelings are with the people of Ukraine. On a more technical note, I would like to express the assessment or deliver the assessment we did last week. We have zero exposure in Russia, zero in Ukraine, and zero in Belarus, which is due to the fact that we are a regional bank. We never intended to have an exposure there. We don't have an exposure, and as you can believe me, we also will not have a exposure in Russia and in Belarus. Let me turn to today's agenda, strategy, business profile, performance, risk and portfolio funding. This is the same agenda as you are used to. I will stick to that agenda, and I'm happy to take any questions as they may arise, as long as we stick with the 1 hour that we agreed to. I understand we have some 50 participants today. I think this is fine, and I'm very thankful for your interest in our bank. 2021, page 4, was a fairly or actually significantly successful year in our history. We increased net interest income by 9%. We also increased provision income by 9%, 140.3 million and 20 million respectively. We increased by 5% our operating results to 65 million, and profit before tax was up by 32% to 54.2 million. The balance sheet fairly stable at 1.7 billion. At cost portfolio, our credit book, loan book, increased by 7% to 13 billion. Deposits fairly stable, 4.9 billion, excluding TLTRO, and CET1 ratio, which is also our total solvency ratio, 19.35%, up from 17.92% at year-end 2020. Page 5, you see an NPL ratio, which is well under 1%, which is our target. We are very happy with the 85%. We have a very strict and concise control of all non-performing loans. None of them, as I said, are in Russia or Belarus or Ukraine. We are still improving our efficiency, which is not a coincidence, but which is due to a plethora of structural measures. We decreased it to 52.14% from 53.29%. It gives me a big headache when I go back to 2017 when I started and looked at 75% in 2016. we are convinced that this profitability we increased by increasing our structural profitability. We restructured the whole setup of the group, and we are now focusing on a highly focused bank in the segments that I'm going to mention. Profitability increased lastingly by 25% from on average 35 before tax to 44 before tax. As I said, in 2021, we even saw 54 million before tax. Core equity tier 1, as mentioned, at 19.35%, which is well above the 16.78% I took over in the beginning of 2017, which is tremendously above the average in Austria of 14.3 and in the EU at 15.7. Page 6 gives you our strategy, plain and simple. We want to focus. We focus on the segments public finance, real estate, retail, and corporate customers. We underpin our strategy with a strong commitment to missions and values, to digitalization, to a focus on our customers, and to a well-planned, well-intended, well-planned, and well-implemented togetherness working in St. Pölten and Vienna, both within management and with the whole staff. Page 7 gives you ideas what we mean by innovation, highly focused at real estate. We focus on green products. When you look at products, the Grüne Linie, also the Faire Credit, are all products that pay into our strategy of increasing sustainability. Processes supported by digitalization, we tend to become a leaner and leaner organization. Of course, focused on cost reductions, which still happened in 2021, but also on improving our customer friendliness, our ease of usability. Page 8, diversification and efficiency. You can easily see that we are becoming more and more diverse, slightly reducing public sector, where we have a very strong dominance, actually increasing housing and real estate, keeping stable corporates. Business profile. We are a stable, state-owned and state-focused bank, public sector bank. We have a highly specialized mortgage organization, and we are a reliable commercial bank focusing on the public sector again, real estate, and also retail and corporate customers. I did not yet mention the rating. We continue to have a stable by Standard & Poor's C plus prime rating, ISS ESG. So both on the rating business side and the sustainability side, we are keeping a very stable and strong rating assessment. Our markets, we are still focused on Low Austria and Vienna, which is in reality about 41% of GDP in Austria, both before the pandemia and within the pandemia. We are keeping a 27% market share in Lower Austria, 31% market share amongst state mortgage banks in Austria, top three issuer of public sector covered bonds, and we are still serving 450 of 573 Lower Austrian municipalities. Every third Austrian municipality is our customer. We are highly focused on public sector, and we want to dominate that in Austria. We are also focusing on each and everything that is mortgage related in the whole of Austria, and we are increasing our market share there. Ratings, page 12, Standard & Poor's, stable A rating, Moody's, A1, ISS, ESG, C+, status prime, Vigeo Eiris, 52, robust, very important also, DZ Bank, seal of approval, sustainability seal. So we are actually trying to really keep a strong and reliable profile, both on the rating side, but also on the sustainability rating side. We are running not only a rating-oriented program, but it is much more comprehensive, actually. We look at our portfolio. We finance certainly social value add products there. We're looking at green buildings, social infrastructure, kindergarten, schools, even universities. We have extensive exclusion criteria. Today I took the question whether, how we think about nuclear energy. We have zero nuclear energy in our portfolio. We want to keep it that way. And we are increasing our focus on green products, which we actually highly successfully also sell to our customers. CO2 footprint, minus 62% since 2016. We are a Klimaaktiv partner of our environmental ministry in Vienna. We became that last year, and we promise to sustainably reduce our footprint, increasing the 62 to 80% until 2030. And we are a responsible employer, which is very important. As you are aware, everybody is aware, we are facing a future of increasing short supply of qualified staff. We are realizing that already. We are very happy to retain more than 96% annually within our workforce. We are a very active employer on the various recruitment grounds, particularly on all the universities in Lower Austria and also in Vienna at the Wirtschaftsuniversität Wien, the largest German-speaking or largest university in Germany, Switzerland and Austria in economics. We're very proud of our corporate ESG performance rating, ISS ESG, upgrade to C+ in 2020, which puts us amongst the top 10% of 278 banks globally. We really take that very seriously. You see on page 14 our commitment to the SDGs we selected. You both see what we selected and what we are doing for it. As I said, a lot of energy, a lot of commitment, and also a lot of pride goes into pursuing those goals. Our branch concepts, yes, page 15, yes, we do still run branches, actually 27. They tend to become a bit smaller, but a bit nicer. We are showing here our branch in Mödling, which is south of Vienna. They more feel like a living room these days. They have less computers, less machines. We tend to push the machines towards the entrance of the branch so that we achieve actually a warm and cozy environment when the customer comes and sees us, so that we have can have a nice chat with our customer. Show that we appreciate our customer relationships. We tend to have our customers for a very long time. We don't have millions of them. We have tens of thousands of them, but actually they stick to us. And as you can see, they do not diminish over time, but they actually increase slightly over time. Business segments by assets. Looking at the 16.8 billion, we still see predominantly 45% public sector and real estate, roughly two-thirds. Retail and corporate customers, 13%, which boils down, not in exactly the same figures, to the split in risk-weighted assets. Of course, we have by far less RWAs in the public sector, thanks to the zero weight. We see, however, that the public sector still pays into 25% of our income. So actually, when we come down to the income, we really see the kind of diversification that we would actually like to achieve. So we are not fully dependent on public sector, neither on public sector, nor on retail and customers, nor on real estate, which gives us a very good sleep when you think about the kind of surprises that we tend to see these days. Detailed segment information. I think you went through that already. What I would like to outline is in public sector, we are really totally convinced that we are the leading brand in Lower Austria and the city of Vienna. We are currently working hard to outroll that to other provinces. We are highly focused on PPP projects, for example, on the education and sciences side. We are financing several projects in that, and we see a very great convergence actually of our financial skills, capabilities on the one side, and our deep belief in our sustainable goals that I mentioned before, for example, on the health and the university side, university infrastructure side. Our leasing daughter plays a very significant role in that you see that one-third of public assets is actually leasing. And we have a very strong focus, for example, on healthcare provision there. A real estate segment, housing, housing and commercial property, the kind of private housing and commercial property segment, which is fairly small. We don't want to increase it much further, but which is, as you can see, highly profitable. And real estate project finance, where we have a particularly deep skill base, which we are applying onto no more on Central Eastern Europe, as we say, but on Austria and Germany primarily, also the Netherlands, Poland, and Hungary, but primarily Austria and Germany. Retail and corporate customers, I mentioned the 27 branches, a fairly small number. We will not extend it further. We will keep it that way. We tend to limit the footprint of the branch. So when renovating branches, they become somehow a little bit smaller. Sometimes they are domiciled in one of our hospitals, for example. It's a very good combination for us, also giving us access to qualified staff on the retail side, which is very, very, very good opportunity for us. It houses experts on mortgages and housing solutions. Recent developments. I mentioned that we are focusing on doctors, but also lawyers, other professional staff that we are servicing in professional service centers in Vienna. We have a fairly good product also on the Hypernova business side, an electronic banking system for our corporate customers. Performance, we are proud of increasing our operating result, 62% to 65%, as I mentioned earlier, going back both to net interest income increase and fee and commission increase. Of course, we are highly focused on our loan book, hence on net interest income. And we still manage to decrease our administrative expenses, that's a multi-period exercise that we are actually implying. I'll come back to that later. You see a fairly controlled IFRS 9 expected credit loss, exposure of 10.7 million that we built in 2021, down 50% from the 20.4 million we saw in 2020. That is basically due to the fact that 20.4 was a one-time effect of the pandemia. 10.7 is more what we would like to see. We are still ways beyond our budget position, which was, I think, 16 or 17 million. So we had leeway for loan loss provisions that we did not have to make use of. Profit before tax, 54.2, and ultimately the 42 million that we are have been communicating today after tax. Strong operating results. The increase on the operating result side is a sustainable increase. We both saw an increase in our operating income, but also a decrease in administrative expenses. We are more or less correcting that for some extraordinary effects that you can read beyond, and we are confident that we will see something along those lines also in 2022. Albeit, having said that, the cost income ratio of 52.14 is something which is a fairly strong and profitable KPI for the bank. Balance sheet total, page 23, financial liabilities increased from 14.3 billion to 15.9 billion. That was planned and was hard work. That is what we would like to see. We have a long program in place to decrease fair value positions, increase at cost positions, and this is what successfully took place in 2021. Balance sheet in total is fairly stable, 16.4 billion to 16.8 billion total. Page 24, capital. One of the key strengths of our bank is capitalization as a bank focused on public sector. We see total capital at 19.35%. Capital means core equity tier one in our case, average in Austria 14.3, EU 15.7. So we are confident to be a kind of positive outlier in that area, or continue to be it. We are very transparent on page 25 regarding our total capital requirement. SREP 1.6, still 1.6, since there was not an additional process taking place in 2021 due to the pandemia. Total requirement, including a capital conservation buffer, 2.5, systemic risk, 0.5, countercyclical capital buffer, 0.02%, total requirement 12.62, which we easily achieve with our 19.35. So there is a kind of additional 50% up or one third down leeway that we currently have on the capital side. Risk and portfolio, more or less my special home turf. You're looking at a page 27 at a bank with 16.8 billion of assets, out of which 78% are public finance, leasing, which is also public finance, housing development, or treasury, high quality liquid assets. Those 78% actually have a zero NPL ratio. The Open 06 goes back to only one tiny asset that we are still have since, I don't know, 20 years in Greece, but which is paying down quite swiftly currently. The remaining portfolio is well diversified, we think, amongst housing and commercial property, real estate, project finance, retail customers, corporate customers. We discontinued the real estate services still mentioned here in 2021 by selling off Hypo First Facility. Page 28, capital. Risk provisions on the left-hand side. You see 92 million up from 82 million. You still see the majority of risk provisions in stage one and two. So we were, I think, fairly conservative already in 2020, building up the 53 million. We retained these 53 million in 2021, or 52 million. We put on top another 10 million actually in stage three. Stage one and stage two is very well provisioned. You can see that here. We are running at a level of 137 basis points at the end of 2021. The EU average amounts to 89 basis points in stage two, stage one. COVID-19, to a question earlier today also on how the municipalities are performing. They are performing, all of them are performing. They are no longer voluntary deferrals. You see our development here in December 2020, 0.85%, zero at end 2021. So the statutory and voluntary deferrals, which we saw in tiny amounts during the pandemic, actually disappeared now. Our quality, our portfolio is of a very high quality. Page 29, the NPL ratio 0.85%. We work towards a target level of 1%. So we managed to achieve that in 2021 as well. By segment, you see the split of the portfolio amongst the various at cost financial assets. So a predominantly or a very strong portion of public sector and real estate. By country, you see that 87% is in Austria, 3% in Germany, so 90% in Austria and Germany. The rest is predominantly in the European Union. By currency, we continue to decrease our Swiss franc portfolio now, which is now down to 6%. Page 30, our high quality liquid assets, our investment portfolio, 1.5 billion, by sector, by country, by rating, very well diversified, more than 80%, more than 75% in AAA or AA, so of a very, very high quality and actually spread out globally. We tend to increase our granularity in our HQLA portfolio in order to not have a material impact, whatever happens, wherever and whenever. Liquidity, due to a very strong TLTRO intake at 202%, roughly stable from the 200 we saw in 2020, and the portfolio itself also stable at 1.5 billion. Funding, Thomas Fendrich is present. Funding is also fairly stable. The financial liabilities of roughly 15 billion boil down into savings and deposits, 5 billion and 8 billion of public sector and mortgage covered bonds and unsecured senior bonds, which is actually what we would like to see. So the 8 billion is what we intend to have. 8 billion over 8 years means 2 benchmark sizes a year. That is fine. That is what we want to have spread out over the forthcoming years. We have a very strong liquidity reserve of 2.9 billion. So due to the fact that we view TLTRO not as a lasting refinancing opportunity forever, but something that was given to us during pandemia and will be taken away from us in the foreseeable future, we do not rely too heavily on it. But as you can see, 2 billion was, I think, a very good and fair intake for us. And of course, we fulfilled all the criteria for the kind of bonification or profit that was attributed to it. MREL is not really a topic for us. We exceed our targets easily. Okay, thank you for listening to something which looks like a very stable bank. Patiently, I'm happy to take whatever questions you might have.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time.
If you're still thinking about your questions, I thought I might contribute further to our situation here. I'm not sure how the audience is actually distributed geographically. We are sitting in St. Pölten, which is 60 kilometers east of Vienna. Vienna is roughly, I'd say, 600, 700 kilometers west of Lviv, which is the old Lemberg. Lemberg was an Austrian city until 1918. People are fleeing there. You can see that people are crossing the border into Poland, Hungary, Romania, Moldavia. People are continuing their travels to more Western countries. Several thousands a day arriving in Vienna. We cooperate with Caritas, for example, a church institution that is now really very central in handling the situation. We are trying to support, but the good thing is that there is a very strong and well-funded willingness of broad parts of the Austrian population to accommodate this situation. So I'm actually fairly confident that we will do a great job. The situation is much different from what we saw in 2015. Now we are looking really at a very broad migration from Ukraine to the West, which is caused by a certain effect we all know. But people are willing to help, and we are also helping as a bank, actually. I was actually also waiting for a question
on our deposit scheme that we're running in Austria or across the European Union, you're aware that Sberbank was ordered to close down business. So ESA from today or tomorrow onward will pay out deposits to primarily German customers. We are taking our share of the burden, which is being handled by all protection insurance deposit insurance schemes in Austria. So both by ESA and the Sparkassen sector and the Raiffeisen sector. But I'm sure you're well read and know that already.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad.
Is there a question?
There are no further questions.
Okay. If there are no further questions, thank you very much.